It's just after midnight on New Year's Eve. Everyone at the party you're attending is kissing and toasting the new year. But you're outside, trying to quell your nausea from overdrinking with crackers and cigarettes. You're hiding from one ex who embarrassed you when he told the story of how he caught you compulsively binging on ho-hos while watching old taped episodes of the Ricky Lake Show. You're avoiding another ex who keeps accusing you of cheating on him with anyone he sees you speaking to, and who won't stop breaking into his tight-voiced rendition of Cry Me a River. Your sweater is stained from another ex who accidentally spilled a drink, followed by a full plate of food, followed by another plate of food on it, and then tried to wipe it off with a dishwashing fluid-soaked sponge from the kitchen sink. You smell like cheap wood and musk from when another ex assaulted you with the cologne you bought him for Christmas. Your cheek hurts from when you unexpectedly got slapped by, yes, another ex. You really get around, don't you? But you're still standing there, out in the cold, snowy night, smiling. Because streaming through the earbuds from the little iPod you've got in your coat pocket is a voice of joy and hope. A voice that seems to reassure you and remind you that everything will work out in the end.
Pizza. Pizza pizzazz like jazz in your ass, snazz, razzmatazz, zazz.
I like to serve.
This year, fall in love all over again with Ed Shep.
Everybody, this is Ed Shep, and you're hearing the Ed Shep Radio Experiment on WFMU, and co-hosting with me today is Miss Atlantic City 2004, lives in a tent, Miss Sue Braun. Beep! You're on. Oh, there we go. Hello. Sue, you're on. Are you on now? How about now? We're having technical difficulties, folks. Let's see what's going on here.
No.
What's going on, Sue?
How are you, Ed Shep?
I'm pretty good. How are you? I've had a cold, but I'm getting over it now, and I feel a little better.
That's great. It's great to know you're good. And are you ready to come on down and raise some money for WFMU with the listeners?
I sure am. And I hope the listeners are ready to call up and contribute to the Ed Shep Radio Experiment at the WFMU. Because it's fun and stuff.
It is fun and stuff. And your program, as new as it is a huge favorite with the listenership.
Yay!
I know. I'm out there in the trenches.
Cool.
With listenership.
Cool.
And they're enjoying it very much. And that's great and everything, but you know what? They need to show it.
Yes, we need pledges, peeps.
They need to pick up the phone and also understand that Ed is part of a greater whole here at WFMU,
yes,
providing some of the most interesting radio, sorry, the most interesting radio you're going to find on planet Earth. And basically what we're doing here is once a year, we raise money to keep this juggernaut of creativity going. What do juggernauts do? Do they float or do they fly?
I think they chugga-chugga, because that's what I'm doing.
They chugga-chugga. So it's very easy to get in on the Ed Shep radio experiment. We need your support. Call 1-800-989-9368.
That's 1-800-989-9368 with your pledge.
Ed, I think it's more like 1-800-989-9368. Or go to WFMU.org for a pledge of $10 or more. What happens? Anything? Anything exciting? Anything interesting?
Well, if you pledge $10 or more, you are in the running for my big prize. And that prize is the Ed Shep Is Love t-shirt, handmade and autographed by Ed Shep himself.
That's me!
And that comes with, well, I'll describe that in a second. That comes with two other CDs, my CD 5 from last year, my last album, and my friend Mark Baratelli, a compilation of his songs entitled Ed Shep Presents Mark Baratelli. And the shirt is really cool. It says Ed Shep Is Love on the front in orange paint, and like the O in the love has a lot of glitter in it. And it's got a lot of fake flowers on the front, but you turn it over and it's a party because it's got a paper plate and a balloon. So you're a revolving party. You can like break into party mode.
It's true. You know, and your listeners would definitely appreciate a shirt like that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Shep, like just in his short amount of time on WFMU, is already featured in Time Out New York, which is, if you live in the New York City area, there's Time Out usually for every big city. So if you're near a big city, you kind of know what that is. But he was profiled as one of like, what, like five like major like, you know, New York radio talents,
yeah,
up and coming. It was crazy.
Me this right is, next to Wendy Williams.
It's the Ed Shep effect. It's the Ed Shep effect, and you want to be in on that by calling 1-800-989-9368. Pledge of $10 or more put you in the running for Ed's Ed Shep Is Love t-shirt, along with two compact discs, handcrafted and cool. I have to say I own every Ed Shep item, every Ed Shep disc, and as cool as his radio show is, the stuff on the compact disc has all kinds of nasty stuff that we can't play here on WFMU. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all rainbows, unicorns, and flowers here on Ed Shep. He's a dirty, dirty
boy. A dirty bird.
But also, if you pledge $65, you will automatically, or over, you automatically get my DJ premium, which is blips from the laboratory, beeptacular moments from the Ed Shep radio experiment, and that includes some of the highlights of the Ed Shep radio experiment. Just like, you know, some of the cool stuff.
Cool.
And I do want to mention, though, that right now we have available for download on the site the sequence. Something from the premium. It's the sequence from the Uncool Show featuring Reverend Jen. So it's Reverend Jen reading part of her memoirs, and that was a pretty cool show, so I wanted to include it.
Nice!
Should we hear something from the premium?
We should, and then we'll come back and we'll thank some people who are already calling 1-800-989-9368 or going to WFMU.org and doing a real quick, very easy web pledge.
Okay, we are going to hear something from the Halloween Spooktacular, provided it goes okay. Let's see if it does. 3, 2, 1.
And now, Ed Shep presents Scenes from a Life.
They were scenes from a life.
There was a semester back at Florida State that always seems to pop up in my conversations with friends. It seems like whatever we're talking about, there's always something I remember from that crazy time. My friends from then and I refer to it as B-15, because much of the craziness of that semester took place in my friend Don Odyssey's apartment, the number of which was B-15. He lived alone there when it wasn't crowded with various partiers, and I lived with a roommate in a dorm I called the Divine Y. A roommate I could not stand. His name was Morton, and he was from Miami. He was about 5'5 and round like a pumpkin. He had blazing dyed red hair and a high flute-like voice, and was also possessed of a degree of flexibility that should have been illegal if it wasn't. And while his name was Morton, my friends and I called him Ung Ang, which I was told is Thai for fatso pig.
Language lesson.
Ung Ang is Thai for fatso pig. It also means frog. Thai is a tonal language, which means that the pitch you use on a syllable determines part of its meaning. For example, ma and ma may mean something totally different. Therefore, when you say Ung Ang, you have to say it with that pitch pattern. You can't say Ung Ang or Ung Ang. You try it now. Repeat after me. Ung Ang. Ung Ang. Good job. If you want to say, you fatso pig, you add one word, but one with a very different tone. Listen to me say it first, and then repeat. Listen for the tone of the last word. Ung-ang.
Ung.
Ung-ang.
Ung.
Now you try. Repeat after me. Ung-ang.
Ung.
Ung-ang.
Ung.
Great job. And there's your Halloween language lesson.
Ung-ang sometimes hung out with us at B15, though thankfully not too often. He had a number of annoying habits. One that stood out above the others was his tendency to walk into the center of a crowded room and seat himself on the floor in a straddle split opposite the person he was talking to. It was an unappealing sight, and I'm told my disgust at it never failed to flash all over my face like so many exploding jack-o'-lanterns every time it happened. A less revolting but still bothersome trait of his was that he consistently maligned me to all his friends, so that all of them disliked me for reasons I never knew. They may have even been good reasons.
I was rather direct back then.
But alas, I was never privy to them. This habit of his irritated me a little, and I always hoped for a way to get back at him for it. But the opportunity never presented itself, and I didn't care enough to give it too much thought. Halloween was extra special that year at B-15. I decided that I would dress up as a sarcophagus that year, basically a generic King Tut, and started making my costume a few weeks early. The components of my costume were thus. A piece of fabric that I wore like a sarong around my waist, bedazzled and painted gold and doused liberally with glitter. Some flip-flops that I had also bedazzled and painted gold. A headdress and breastplate made from aluminum foil, gold and glitter. Gobs of gold body paint. And a black cotton goatee that extended far outward from my chin, in the style of a sarcophagus. I did much of the painting for that costume just outside B-15. Since I was already spilling mammoth amounts of glitter all around anyway, we decided to simply spread it along the entire walkway up to the apartment. This became a tradition at B-15, and it still occurs to me sometime when I think of the contrast between my daily life now and back then. I used to walk on glitter. Halloween finally rolled around, and Don, Michael Collins, and I went out dancing. My costume went over famously, but that wasn't surprising considering how much skin I was showing. In fact, the success of that costume probably set firmly in my mind the theme that would become the basis for every Halloween costume I made for the next several years, that of some type of mythical being wearing as little clothing as possible. After dancing, we all returned to B-15, where Ung Ang and a couple of his friends turned up soon thereafter. To my dismay, the party began to wind down. I wanted to go somewhere else, but since I was the only one in elaborate costume, nobody wanted to accompany me, and I didn't want to go anywhere alone. I was displeased, and I kept trying to convince someone to go somewhere with me, and I refused to disencostumize myself. Now, it so happened that Ung Ang and his friends all had quite a fondness for LSD. They comprised a small coterie of devotees who took it regularly and always became giggly and annoying beyond description under its influence. Incidentally, all of them are also fat, which led me to wonder whether there may be a correlation between BMI and LSD enjoyment. They were all tripping that night, though you might not have known, considering that they were unusually quiet. In fact, in my search for someone to accompany me somewhere, I might not have noticed Ung Ang at all, except for the fact that he gingerly addressed me and asked,
"Maverick, could you please take off your costume? It's scaring me."
I looked at Ung Ang, and he indeed appeared frozen in some LSD-induced terror. It happened that it was my costume's goatee that was terrifying him and giving him a bad trip. After a pause, I emphatically stated that I would not remove my costume.
No.
Ung Ang tried to stay calm, but before long, he and his crew retreated to one of their cars, where they cowered in fear, instead of course, leaving. At this point, it had become clear that the night's official festivities were over, and I could have removed my costume any time. But the development with Ung Ang opened a whole other universe of Halloween fun for me, and I delighted in going to the car and frightening him simply with my presence. After all, the Halloween gods had bestowed on me this wonderful opportunity to avenge all of his maligning of me, and it would be heretical to the spirit of the holiday to waste it. In the end, it was a wickedly wonderful Halloween. Thanks, in no small part, to Ung Ang. Ung Ang.
Hi, I'm Ed
Sheff. A great way to make
and
this Halloween.
You're hearing the WFMU Marathon. Call now, 1-800-989-WFMU. Call now, or I'll flush another kitten down the toilet.
And that's real radio. Oh, co-host. Sue, are you there?
I don't know. I'm busy shoving the tail end of a kitten down the toilet.
And that is live radio, folks. Okay. So we are here at the mayor. Oh, we have people to thank.
Oh, we do have people to thank, and
I love thanking people.
these people either went on line at wfmu.org, like Marilyn from East Rutherford. Marilyn gave you a very major pledge. Let's put it that way, and she says bleep.
Bleep.
The Marilyn loves Ed.
Okay, I think I might know who Marilyn is.
Good.
Thanks, Marilyn. This is for you.
So Marilyn pledged online again at WFMU.org. Other folks called our hotline, our free hotline, 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU. If you like what you're hearing, if you're a fan of Ed Shep, and if you haven't called yet, shame on you. Get on the phone. This is your last opportunity. There's not going to be a next week marathon where Ed's going to be on and asking for help for WFMU. This is it. This is the last time we're going to do it. And you know what? Ed doesn't have 3 hours either. He has 1 hour. So all of this is going to be over pretty soon.
Pretty fast.
I don't have a clock, so I don't know.
An hour goes by real fast. I learned that last week.
I mean, must we rely on your family? Cindy Shep calling in.
No.
From Colorado.
Oh, that's so great. Cool.
And,
thanks, Cindy.
And, you know, nobody believed that Ed had a twin.
Nobody?
Nobody. I mean, I've been approached. We talked about your twin on my show, and no one could believe that something like you existed in a female form out there.
So what happened in the...
walking the earth.
So everybody thought my Seletitude show was false?
Well, not that. Everyone knows that you were born under unbelievable circumstances. I mean, it just had to be.
Well, who took the call? Did a hush fall over the phone room?
I think they thought it was you calling in a female voice. But your sister, who really does exist, says, I love ya, and congratulations. I am so happy you're having fun with this. That doesn't sound condescending at all. Thank you, Cindy. That's what my family says, Cindy. I know she means it. It's so good that you're having fun with your little radio show.
Well,
and then they don't listen, and they don't call, and they don't pledge.
We're from Florida. So, there you go. It's totally sincere.
I know it's sincere.
That's how we talk in Florida.
Thank you, Cindy. And we have our own volunteer phone number 2, Edward.
Woo!
Oh, my God. You live there? Oh, my God. I didn't know anyone that I... Now I know someone who lives there. Okay. And...
Ed, don't you have something where, like, if someone says your name, you go... Edward. Can you do that now? Step up. Step!
Get to steppin'!
You have to say my name first.
Okay. We have a great pledge. I'm going to try and do Sue.
We have a great pledge from Edward.
Edward.
There we go. Okay.
So, thanks, Ed, for your pledge. And he didn't even have to call. He just called across the room and he did it. We have a couple of people to thank who pledged pre-marathon.
Yay!
That's what
wow,
these cards
cool.
are for. So they knew ahead of time your greatness.
It never even occurred to me that someone would pledge for me pre-marathon.
Oh, sure.
So I'm so
very
blessed.
Excited. Blessed. I am so blessed. Phil and Wendy, our old friends, Phil and Wendy from Livingston, who are going to be getting your premium.
Yay!
And scaring their, what do you call, foreign exchange student. Dave from Saskatoon, Canada.
Cool, Canada.
And Dave is going to be getting your premium, which is Ed Shep on CD.
Yes, it's Beeptacular Moments from the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. I really like this premium, so I really want like a billion people to get it. So come on, everybody, just pledge $65 and get this premium because it rocks the box. I love to listen to it just like... You know, pop it in the CD player and listen.
We're going to give away one of your
yeah.
T-shirts right now, and we'll have the illustrious but incredibly shy Bill W. picking a card. And Cindy!
Oh! That's cool. Yay!
She okay. deserves to be adorned with stuff you made.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I don't know that it's made to be worn. It's more of an art piece. It's very Matthew Barney.
we very here at WFMU.
It's very intense.
We love the art. We love Ed Shep's art. We love Ed Shep's creativity. Won't you call 1-800-989-9368? Please.
Ooh. Well, let's talk up WFMU.
Please.
Let's talk up WFMU for a little more. First of all, I want to say, if you pledge now. This is confusing. This is the science part, so concentrate. Okay? If you pledge before... Let me find something a little more scientific here so I can say this. Make people...
Are you going to play Thomas Dolby, or what are you going to play?
Hold up!
Brittany is a brain scientist. Remember that Brittany brain surgeon website?
Well, this is kind of scientific.
Okay.
Boop, not really, boop, but, boop. Oh, where's the DAW? Oh no.
Did you know all of Ed Shep shows?
Okay, here we go. So, what was I talking about?
Oh my god.
This is the scientific part. This is the scientific part. This is the scientific part. If you pledge online with a credit card and it's before the end of today.
This is going right down the toilet.
$100.
Don't. Can I just hit the stop on you if you're going to be mailing something, doing something, or otherwise.
No, I'm saying if you pledge $100 online in a credit card and it's paid, you know, by the end of the day, you get two DJ premiums.
How's that going to happen?
I think somebody forgot about that special, didn't she?
No, I didn't.
Scott?
It's true, Ed. It's true.
It's true.
It's very true.
Thank you.
What is the end of today? What does that mean?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Or maybe the end of my show. Who knows?
If we're doing good, we might as well stay here till midnight.
Oh, okay. I'm up for it, boo. Snap, throw it down. I am going to be here till midnight.
So, Ed, we need to give the number out, 1-800-989-9368. The phones have been very quiet, and that's highly disturbing to me.
Oh, I want him to ring.
1-800-989-9368. You can go to WFMU.org, and yes, it's true. If you pledge on the web with the credit card, you can get two DJ premiums for $100.
What do I need to do to get these beepners to call?
Oh, do it. Whatever it is, I want to see.
Well, Tell me. What should I do? What'll make them call?
Well, let's see. What's your favorite most recent pop song?
Well, Oops is a big classic.
But that's so 90 what? 8?
I only have the middies for like Oops and Beautiful Stranger.
And I think I heard those. That's okay.
You heard Beautiful Stranger, but not Oops. Mm-hmm. But, well, I'll tell you what. I know we did it last week, but maybe it'll work again. I will sing Oops if somebody calls, if two people call with... Oh, I forgot. Oh, what's the word? I forgot.
With a sack of peanuts?
With a pledge that gets the premium.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to play something else from my premium, and I am going to play... I am going to play something from the drug show.
Let's see here. How's this work here? Come on. Oh my. Let's try this.
Oh. I look back on that time in my life and think to myself, what a huge growing experience of being on top of the world, knowing everybody, being famous. It was my own little celebrity, doing drugs, being known for always having drugs, being able to get drugs. People knew me. I had a list. That part was awesome. Whereas, you know, without drugs, it seems like you just sort of fade into the boredom, the ordinariness of everyday life. And maybe that's part of growing up and getting real, but I made damn sure when I was young, I had a good time. And I could die now, and I know I'd live a full life and be a happy man. And it's truly, in the end, I think, something that was costly in terms of what it was worth, but in terms of monetary and emotional liabilities. It's a period of my life that I'll never have again and will cherish. And I don't encourage everyone to be a junkie, but I encourage everyone to experiment a little, but not to lose control, but to open your mind up to new things. It's unfortunate that some of the characters we knew, Mother Earth, etc., are probably in other places, scrounging, manipulating, if not dead or in prison. But for those of us who made it out, who got better, and can look back on this, we're the winners. It's a very humbling experience also. Sometimes, you know, if you're addicted to something like coke, I remember we never had food in our house, and I visited home from college, and I looked in the fridge and realized, wow, there's a hell of a lot of food here. While my family was complaining that they hadn't gone shopping in forever, I was just amazed that we had condiments. We never had that. We lived on Kool-Aid. And Kool-Aid that wasn't exactly free, so... You do the math. Anyways, I was going to make this an hour, but it is my half-hour spiel on the wonderful world of drugs. And hopefully something good can come out of this on the wonderful show of a friend of mine that I've known for over a decade. Yes, over a decade. I hope he enjoys. Everyone loves you!
one 800 989 9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU, and pledge online at WFMU.org.
My New Year's message. Dearest Beepners, 2006 has burst forth from its piney cocoon, and I am sending New Year's greetings to all y'all, my sweet and sourest bacon bits. Today, a new year has fallen upon us like Courtney Love's microphone onto a drunken alternabine. Today, the sun also rises, smiling and eager, over a nation of new Pamela Anderson and Brooke Burke calendars, as yet unstained by the coming months, with a giggle and a girly little
hi, Brad,
wave, and a message of hope. A message which is a symbol, which is an allegory, which is a parable, a tale and an harangue, a tirade and a chat, a hug and a tinky-winky.
Close your eyes. Wait, keep them open. And feel the sun's warmth on your face. And feel its communique of glowth to you. The past is dead. And today Mother Earth reborns you from her soylent pink. Today is the first day of the rest of 100,000 half-eaten star crunches. This year belongs to you and you alone. And this year all your dreams will materialize magically, just as they do for the Keebler Elves. You will melt away 20 pounds effortlessly, like so much clear and fragrant hand sanitizer. You will no longer sit around in a dirty girdle, holding one hand over a candle flame and playing with an old Barbie with the other. You will meet your one true love in Payless Shoe Source and have the most grand and beautiful wedding the world has ever seen, only to discover later that you have surprisingly married into royalty and will henceforth be known as the Princessa de Piggledy Wiggledyden, gender regardless. You will win that assistant manager position at the Burger King with the 50% discount it carries and achieve your dream of installing a solid gold bidet in your trailer's bathroom. All those dreams and more will be delivered to you by the New Year Stork today. Feel the sun's ungloved hand caressing your face. Breathe in the fragrant orange blossomness of this nascent era and bite from the cotton candy possibility that stretches before you for 11 jillion miles, like Star Jones's stomach from the eyes of a louse. And bask in the scented love that I send to you with my invisible pink carrier pigeon. In this new year, I wish you warm days, cool nights, pretty fingernails, reliable watches, effective moisturizers, herbal calmatives, vigorous thyroids, calorie-free pancakes, refreshing sparkling waters, allergy-free orchards, 47,002 smiles, 320 phone numbers, 120 heaving bosoms, 83,425 relaxing sighs of happiness, and, of course, 900 bajillion beeps. And that's my New Year's message for 2006. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for Oprah's beeps.
As a young man and infatuated with the Duchesse de Guermantes, I would always wear Chanel Pour Monsieur because it seemed to me then, as it still does now, to contain some mysterious essence of aristocracy and sophistication. I would follow the Duchesse endlessly until one day I summoned up the courage to address her. "Madame," I stammered, "we have not been introduced, but I believe you know my uncle." "Young man," she replied with a frown, "I do not know your uncle, and I find you presumptuous. Furthermore, you have been following me for days. I have only tolerated it because I adore your cologne." Although the Duchesse and I later became friends, I soon enough lost my love for her. However, I have never relinquished my love for Chanel Pour Monsieur.
And we are back. Back at you. To ask for your pledges to keep me on the air.
Hey, Ed.
Because I'm worth it.
So everybody here at WFMU, because they talk behind your back. Oh, my God.
What?
They know that you take up so much studio time.
I do.
You take up a ton of studio time. Ed is here. Have you calculated the amount of hours that you spend on during a regular WFMU week?
No.
Producing your program.
I don't want to know.
You
it's
don't
so
have
many.
This young man, this lovely young man, this beatific vision of Florida. What do they grow in Florida? Gatorade. This tall glass of Florida Gatorade doesn't have a life. He's not getting a... because he's here all the time.
I'm sacrificing it for you.
I mean, even I make time for that. Ed doesn't.
I don't.
Not at all.
He's
in what we call our Studio C, doing production for the Ed Shep radio experiment. And he, for one-hour show, he is in there. I mean, I'm just guessing. And I think this is a low guess. Like, 10 to 12 hours a week, but I think it's more.
Well, it's usually 6 days a week, round about 4 hours thing, so that's about 24 hours a week.
24 hours a week for, you know, one, maybe one and a half shows.
And that doesn't count, like, you know, being at home searching for music and whatever.
Exactly. So, the amount of dedication Ed Shep puts into this radio show that you've been hearing for the past, like, not even a year on Friday evenings from 6 to 7 is just unprecedented in my recollection. And of course, you know, we are in a digital age, and Ed is taking full advantage of that. And I should point out, you know, in that realm, you are using our studio. Our studio is used by all the other people here, and guess what? They don't maintain themselves. They have to be maintained. And when we have these fundraisers once a year, for 2 weeks out of the year, some of that money goes to maintaining our equipment. And it needs a lot of maintenance every single day.
Because if we don't get it maintainatized, you're going to be hearing a lot of colorful language from Ed Shep. And a lot of people don't like that colorful language.
Not just that. You'll be hearing a lot of
You would be.
You would be.
And not in the not in that kind of way either.
I'd be like it's all edited out.
That's right. That's right.
1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-9368. Won't you call Help Ed Shep? Help Ed Shep, help WFMU.
Shep help you.
Oh,
because
that too.
You know that after you've, like, listened to an Ed Shep radio experiment, you are a better person. There have been studies, you know.
Really, Ed? I think you're lying.
No, there have been studies by Tibetan Buddhists. They listened to the Ed Shep radio experiment, and they attained enlightenment 65.4% quicker than meditationists who did not Buddhist date to the radio of experimental Ed Shep.
You're a lying liar. 1-800.
Wahapa, I don't live in a tent, yo.
Ooh.
At least I don't live in a tent.
Okay, well, you live in a doghouse. 1-800-989-9368.
I'd rather live in a doghouse than a tent. Okay. Do we have anybody to thank?
Yeah.
Do we have anybody to thank?
I think people are ashamed to call 1-800-989-9368. They'd rather do it in the privacy of their own homes over at WFMU.org. And that's
which is
okay,
much like me.
Too.
Which is much like me.
Right. Who wants to talk to the most fabulous volunteers on Earth?
Exactly. They are fantastic. Well, I mean, you know, who needs the intimidation?
I don't. I don't like getting on the phone myself. But we do have some people to thank who went to WFMU.org, and all they did was pledge a little and kind of more than a little, and they're going to be in the running for your
prize,
which is the Ed Shep is Love t-shirt, and two CDs, one from Mark Baratelli, Ed's personal insane friend. I'm sorry, Ed, I had to say it. And Ed Shep, who is certifiably fabulous, but also, like, completely off his rocker. Okay, so we have Lucas to thank in, I believe that's Montana, MT.
All right.
Okay. Woo! And he says, Ed and Sue are great, delightful untogetherness.
Untogetherness.
I like that.
All right. Well, we have to give a little blip to everybody. Lucas is the bomb. He went to the prom. And it was a slam. That was good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
We have lots of boy names. These are all boy dates because they have very mod names. Nils from Germany.
From Germany?
Do you have a German accent that you could do for Nils so he can laugh
the
along?
The best I can do is the best I can do is like a depressing poem, but it goes black milk of daybreak, we drink you at night, we drink you at the morning, we drink you at noon, death
This is a master from Trumany. His eyes are blue. Anyway, I don't want to go on with that. Because...
Thanks, Nils. Nils, as well as Lucas, will be in the running for your t-shirt and two CDs. We also have...
Thanks, Nils. Thanks, Nils.
We also have Jason to thank from Wisconsin.
All right, the cheese state. Yeah.
They're known for breeding, like, very, very big, blonde, Dutch, German guys with big milking hands.
Milking hands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Jason was kind and generous, and he will also be in the running for the Ed Chep t-shirt. Listener, or volunteer Bill W. is taking a phone pledge on phone number one, and Ed Word is taking a phone pledge on phone two. And
so maybe we should draw another when they're done, because it's a little late. Have we done two?
Why don't we just do, we can do one now, you know. I just wanted to also, we had a pledger for the last show, and we did want to thank this very generous person, Seamus from Astoria. So, anyway, let's give away that one of the t-shirts. And
do we have all the new pledges in the thingy, Bagoo?
We do, and then we'll come back and thank some more people. Okay. Congratulations, Lucas. You've got yourself an Ed Shep t-shirt coat. It's like a coaster kind of t-shirt that you put on the cat, and you put the cat out, and then you use it as a pillow.
I was thinking more of framing it.
Okay. Yeah,
under halogen lighting.
Yeah. Wow. So 1-800-989-9368. Ed, everyone wants to hear some more of your fabulous work, some examples of what you've been doing for the past several months, and we'll get back and talk to people more.
Alrighty. Let me choose them. Hold on a moment. I think I will play Decide to Lobby.
WFMU.org is the place to pledge.
I saw her the other day, that unknown but illustrious woman. I've never met her, but I recognize her face. I've never spoken to her, but her voice is as distinct to me as the sound of St. Patrick's Day drunk and vomiting. I know nothing of who she is, nothing of the private life she leads outside of the spotlight of her crusade. All I know is that she fascinates, captivates like a song that's just out of tune enough to grab your attention and wrench it like a Coke can through a garbage disposal. Like a mythic monster, her likeness is unforgettable. Short, tightly curled, blonde-gray hair frames a pale face, nondescript, almost to the point of featurelessness, one that, without its perpetual scowl of righteous rage, surely would recede unnoticed into the anonymity of the crowd. Her clothes are always the same. A black top tucked into beige slacks that punctuate her tall, bean-like figure, and whose muted tones temper a ferocity that otherwise would suggest a rabid cat poised to attack onto a hallucinated prey. Pragmatic black flat shoes and a stern gravitas complete the ensemble, striking an authoritative, patriarchal tone. One of her hallmarks is a strange, almost terrifying ubiquity. With the random unpredictability of a new disease, she pops up in one part of the city today and a completely different part tomorrow, appearing in the same place for a time, then vanishing altogether, finally resurfacing again in an act of surprise that never loses its piquancy. Hers is the art of the unexpected, and she executes it to gruesome effect. But her most salient feature is her trademark performance, her raison d'être, as it were. Like any traveling circus, she converts the sidewalk into a stage, cannily positioning herself for maximum visibility within a sea of pedestrians. Her props, as you'd expect, are minimal. A table, a clipboard, a collection of flyers, and a large sign plastered with animal photos that she holds high above her head in a striking, aggressive display. She relentlessly repeats a two-line monologue of robust military cadence, the impact of which enlarged by the fervent conviction of her powerful baritone.
Animal rights! Sign to lobby for animal rights! Animal rights! Sign to lobby!
Indefatigably, she repeats it, never slackening in intensity, pacing beside her table and occasionally enlisting the aid of a cigarette, produced from some unknown place, perhaps materialized entirely from her indestructible resolve. Her manner is direct, as her mission has no room for wasted words. And when faced with a potential disciple, her objective sharpens into sniper-like focus.
We lobby for animals, $7 to sign.
No further elaboration is necessary, and she offers none. Patience for the indecisive and the reluctant is for the less resolute. She is devout and will tolerate no hesitation. Give her the money or get the finger. Or just get out of here. Not negotiable. When her signature sale is complete, she ushers her convert along with a flyer and an assurance that his or her donation will liberate the downtrodden animals, that it will march forth as a righteous warrior rescuing the defenseless Maybelline and Clairol painted bunny rabbits everywhere. Pocketing her $7 bounty, she sets an example to her follower and looks to the future, to the next $7 that she can recruit in her endless, valiant struggle. The exact use of this money is undisclosed, but the obvious intensity of her passion guarantees that it will surely fill its promise of deliverance. And not just, of course,
her pocket. One of my constant preoccupations is to understand how other people can exist, how there can be other souls that aren't mine, consciousnesses that have nothing to do with my own, which, because it's a consciousness, seems to me like the only one. I accept that the man standing before me, who speaks with words like mine and gesticulates as I do, or could do, is in some sense my fellow creature. But so are the figures from illustrations that fill my imagination, the characters I meet in novels, and the dramatic personae that move on stage through the actors who represent them. No one, I suppose, genuinely admits the real existence of another person. We may concede that the person is alive and that he thinks and feels as we do, but there will always be an unnamed element of difference, a materialized inequality. There are figures from the past and living images from books that are more real to us than the incarnate indifferences they talk to us over shop counters, or happen to glance at us in the trams, or brush against us in the dead happenstance of the streets. Most people are no more for us than scenery, generally the invisible scenery of a street we know by heart. I feel more kinship and intimacy with certain characters described in books and certain images I've seen in prints than I feel with many so-called real people who are of that metaphysical insignificance known as flesh and blood. And flesh and blood, in fact, describes them rather well. They're like chunks of meat described in the window of a butcher's. Dead things bleeding as if they were alive. Shanks and cutlets of destiny. I'm not ashamed of feeling this way. As I discovered, that's how everyone feels. What seems to lie behind people's mutual contempt and indifference, such that they can kill each other like assassins who don't really feel they're killing, or like soldiers who don't think about what they're doing, is that no one pays heed to the apparently abstruse fact that other people are also living souls. On certain days, in certain moments, brought to me by I don't know what breeze, and opened to me by the opening of I don't know what door, I suddenly feel that the corner grocer is a thinking entity, that his assistant, who at this moment is bent over a sack of potatoes next to the entrance, is truly a soul capable of suffering. When I was told yesterday that the employee of the tobacco shop had committed suicide, it seemed like a lie. Poor man, he also existed. We had forgotten this, all of us who knew him in the same way as all those who never met him. Tomorrow we'll forget him even better. But evidently he had the soul, for he killed himself. Passion? Anxiety? No doubt. But for me, as for all humanity, there's only the memory of a dumb smile and a shabby sports coat that hung unevenly from the shoulders. That's all that remains to me of this man who felt so much that he killed himself for feeling. Since what else does one kill himself for? Once, as I was buying cigarettes from him, it occurred to me that he would go bald early. As it turns out, he did not have enough time to go bald. That's one of the memories I have of him. What other one can I have if even this one is not of him, but of one of my thoughts? I suddenly see his corpse, the coffin where they placed him, the so alien grave where they must have lowered him, and it dawns on me that the cashier of the tobacco shop, with crooked coat and all, was in certain way the whole of humanity. It was only a flesh. What's clear to me now, today, as the human being that I am, is that he died. That's all. No, others don't exist. It's for me that this heavy-winged sunset lingers, its colors hard and hazy. It's for me that the great river shimmers below the sunset, even if I can't see it flow. It's for me that this square was built overlooking the river, whose waters are now rising. Was the cashier of the tobacco shop buried today in the common grave? Then the sun isn't setting for him today. But because I think this, and against my will, it has also stopped setting for me.
Hey, Sherry, the WFMU marathon is on. I think you should call, because if you don't, I'll
ruin your grade.
Don't let this happen to you. Call 1-800-989-WFMU now.
And we are back. We're back, and you're on to now.
We're Bizak.
We are Bizak.
You know, this show is winding up. Ed Shep Radio Experiment program is winding up. This is the last time that you're going to be able to pledge for Ed Shep's program for 2006.
On,
yep. 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-WFMU. Pledge on the web at WFMU.org. We are handing out stuff left and right.
It makes me very happy when I get a pledge. I go...
That's nice, Ed.
Beep.
Okay, let's thank some people because there are many people to thank.
Thank you, people.
And while I'm talking, I should hear phones ringing.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Christina?
Oh, yes. Oh.
She agrees.
That Christina knows about the Ed Shep Radio
Experiment.
She sure does. 1-800-989-9368. We have David to thank from Morristown.
Yay!
David giving an it's monumental. It's a monumental pledge from David. Thanks for sharing the chips last week. To you, Ed, this is what David says. And so, you know what, David? Thanks for sharing the love for Ed Shep.
Thank you, David.
Do I have to do everything for you, Ed?
Thank you, David. You made me feel like a real person. Isn't that right, Christina?
Ah!
We have Mark to thank from Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey. Love, Ed.
Thanks,
love, Ed.
Mark.
Mark is also giving a very generous pledge, and Mark will be getting your... Well, Mark and David will be getting the Ed Shep premium.
Yes, you're going to love it.
I should say.
You're going to love it because it's great at Halloween and Christmas and New Year's and the rest of the year altogether.
We have Barbara to thank from Wood Ridge, in New Jersey, and thank you, Barbara. She acknowledges that you are, in fact, alive. I'm just saying, Barbara's not saying this. I'm just saying this. I'm just saying in general. She's glad. I know she is.
That I'm alive?
Yeah, I'm saying it. Okay, she didn't say it. Don't go back to Barbara. I know you don't know her, but like, don't track her down and stuff, and just say, I heard what you said.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh, yes. Oh, oh.
Fred! From Brooklyn, we know Fred. Ding. Fred checking in. Thank you very much. And I don't hear any phones ringing. 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-WFMU.
WFMU.
We've got only 5 minutes left, and I'd like to make a nice round number that's bigger than the one we have here.
I want one, too.
Let's thank Stephanie from Boise, Idaho. And
Woo, Boise!
Stephanie went to WFMU.org and put something in towards her Mouse of Today pledge.
All right.
Thanks, Stephanie. We've got another holla from Canada, this time Ottawa. Jeffrey with a premium-sized pledge. He will be getting the Ed Shep CD.
Woo!
We've got, via WFMU.org, someone said, this is easy, and those someones are as follows. Arthur and Linda from Chicago, they'll be getting your premium. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
oh
you
yes.
so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
one 800 989 9368 1-800-989.
What are we going to do now? Should we play another something from the premium?
No, we're going to thank Richard from South Plainfield, who did a wonderful Mouse of Today pledge right here. Is that happy music?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. We only have a couple more minutes left. We've
yeah,
got
go
less
on,
than
people.
5 minutes left.
Show the love.
1-800-989-9368. Ed, I think, you know, for all the magic that just happened in the last part of the show here, I think maybe you owe it to some people to do something maybe creative right here on the spot. Anything come to mind?
Oh, my God, you put me on the spot.
Blowing your nose and then, like, making a snow cone out of it?
Well, that would
everybody?
Be awesome. No. But, however, well, we know I'm not in the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia this year. And it's because Sue claimed, oops, I did it again for last year.
I didn't. I claimed Britney, all rights over Britney and Christina. That's all. Just for that, you can have Britney and Christina on your show, and that's separate, but,
well,
you know,
I would
whatever.
Say that we should do a duet of oops.
I don't have my words, but we can do it. Oh, go ahead, play music.
We will try.
1-800-989-9368. Ed Shep, showing his appreciation for you, the listener, calling in and pledging. This is your last opportunity for the Ed Shep Radio Experiment to call in and support it.
I hope you know the middle part, because I don't. No, I haven't warmed up, Stu. It's going to be a little rough. Let's. Oh, where's the... Oh, my gosh. Hey, yeah. Ready, Sue?
I'll try to remember. Okay.
Get to the microphone. Honk. Yeah. Honk. Honk. Yeah. I think I did it again. I play with your honk. You're supposed to be the background vocal.
Woo-hoo-hoo. There is no background vocals on Britney. It's
yes,
all about
are.
Her.
Are they coming in the chorus? Okay,
bonk. Honk. 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 Sing, Ed. Come on, Ed.
Us to lose all my senses. That is just so typically me. Oop, baby, baby, whoops. I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, whoops.
Ow!
You think I'm in love, but I'm set from not that curly wiggle beep. You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that I cry watching the days. You could have been in there. I'm a fool in so many ways. To lose all my senses, that is just so typical. I did it again. I played with your heart and got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, what do you think I'm in love? That I'm sent from above. I'm not that curly wiggle beep. Yeah.
1-800-989-9368.
You have to be the boy.
Brittany.
Brittany, there's a boy break?
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the end.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
You shouldn't have. Oops, I did it again. Oh, God, lost late in this game. Oh, my goodness. Whoops, you think that I'm sent from above. But I'm not that curly wiggle. Come on, Sue.
I did it again.
I played with your heart and got lost in the game. Oh, my God.
1-800-988-9368. One more person to thank.
Let's thank him.
We've got Steve from Morris Plains. Says Ed's show is great, and it's time that we skedaddled out of here. We're going to give away one more t-shirt,
because
you have one more t-shirt, right. And that's going to be going to Arthur and Linda from Chicago. Congratulations.
Oh, and if anyone wears the shirt, take a picture and send it to me, because it's cool and stuff.
We've got to make way for Mr. Fine Wine, downtown Saulville. Ed, it's been a pleasure being with you.
It's been a pleasure here, too. Oh, my. What a strange trip it's been.
Keep pledging 1-800-989-9368.
Keep pledging, please. Oh, and woo! Here it comes, everybody. Goodbye.